Hey guys, welcome back to season 4. I can't believe it's season 4. So when I started this podcast, I didn't structure it in seasons. So while the podcast was away, I went through all of the episodes and organized them into seasons because halfway into 2020, I had an epiphany and I realized without actually structuring the podcast in seasons, I was doing it in seasons. So I had noticed a pattern. Yes, I'm getting straight into it. I had noticed a pattern that around November, I think I said this on the last episode of season 3, when I said goodbyes to the podcast for season 3. And I noticed a pattern where I would tend to quote-unquote fall off of the podcast around November month when I looked back at the episodes and the dates they were published, and then I would resurface somewhere around January, February at latest, like early February. So when I realized that, I was like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do now intentionally, and this way I can avoid burnout, because I don't know if people recognize that a podcast is a lot of work. You know, it's like when I started the podcast, it was something that was supposed to be easy. And it started off being easy until you realize, oh, okay, we have to create promo graphics. We have to create this. We have to create that. And it's not as simple as like Facebook and Instagram, where you could just post, like go live, and that was the end of that. So when it became hard for me, so the podcast, Tea Time, the podcast, is a spinoff of Tea Time Tuesday. Going live was my quote-unquote claim to fame and how I, you know, built my personal brand and built my own visibility and my own advertising for my business and my brand. It was through using social media, specifically going live on Facebook. The second to that was I had a Facebook group, and it was very active until it wasn't that active. And I am usually the type of person who is an all or nothing person. So I can't really detach from things so much. So for my mental health, I actually had to close the group. And I mean, you have to realize too at some time that you have to know when you need to pivot to something that's more effective. And in a sense, the Facebook group was a way for me to feel safe inside a group. And it was a fear of publishing that same content more publicly. So I was like, okay, what I'm putting in this Facebook group is only going to be seen by these people. So let me just focus on my Facebook business page. And then I realized, okay, Facebook is not my platform anymore. And Instagram became my thing. And then Instagram stories came out. And, you know, it was just a natural evolution of social media along with the brand. Or should I say, it was a natural evolution of my brand with social media. So sometimes things just has to change, right? So anyway, that's neither here nor there. Like, going live was my thing. And I had created this segment called Tea Time Tuesday to help keep me accountable to go live every Tuesday at 9 p.m., right? But then as my role as a mom evolved, because at each stage of motherhood, and when I say each stage, as the kids grow, as they, you know, reach another level in their schooling, you know, they're getting older, the demands change, the lifestyle change. And the whole reason why as women and moms, we start our businesses is to create more balance in our life and the freedom to make our own routine. So then I had to pivot, right? Each year I'm pivoting to match my lifestyle. So a time came when going live at 9 p.m. was not working anymore. And I created the podcast. So the podcast was the spinoff, and it's still here today. And it's something that I honestly enjoy. But then it's also something that I noticed the same effect of the Facebook group happens, where I feel like I'm hiding sometimes. So I know the power of video. I know the power of going live. It's almost as though you're meeting people in person. And I made a intentional decision to get back into my going live routine. And I would say I haven't been doing that bad. So in the past couple months, if you follow me on Instagram, you would notice that I have a little bit more IGTV videos. And that is due to just clicking the button and going live one. And sometimes when it's just not a good time to go live, good time as in like it's not a reasonable hour, I will just record a video instead, right? So I like how that is working out. So yeah, that's the history of Tea Time, the podcast, and where it all came from. So if you are new here, that is where Tea Time came from. And my Facebook business page is still up, even though I don't post on it actively. But you can go head on over to Facebook, search Cassia Marina. You'll find my personal page, yes. But you'll also find a business page, which is self-named. And you can actually see my old content. And I would like to invite you to go check it out, because the stuff that's there, a lot of it, most of it, I would say is still very evergreen and very applicable business tips around building your brand, right? A lot of content around visual branding and logo design and showing up for your business and your brand. And, you know, as I was dishing the tea, right? Now, as I reintroduce Tea Time, the podcast, I've noticed that the podcast isn't as, I don't want to say it's not tea dishing, but my voice has matured in the way that I articulate things, the way how I bring my energy. And I am okay with that. I have accepted that. And it's not to say that, hey, there won't be days when I don't have tea. Like, tea is a tone of voice, right? Tea means sass, but tea also means keeping it honest, keeping it real. And that is always going to be me, because I just can't be fake, right? So if you want a real deal when it comes to entrepreneurship and having that holistic approach to business, then yeah, this is what it's always going to be, right? So that is what I wanted to say. But as I reflected on that maturity in the way that I articulate my points, like more level head, I think that's what I would say. Because I was like so, I would just get so, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. I would just see things that I was like, this is BS. This is bullshit. And I can't take it. I need to speak my mind. I need to talk. I need to this. And like, there isn't even anything wrong with that, because I will have days today where I'll still be like that. But the point I'm trying to make is my tone has matured as I've grown and I've matured. And I feel like it's more grown woman vibes, right? So that also had me thinking, should I rename the podcast to Coffee with Cassia? Because that has a nice ring to it, you know, the C with the C, Coffee with Cassia. And I really don't like to drink tea. I like coffee, so it just makes sense, right? I have my coffee, we're sipping on that coffee and whatnot. The tea is really proverbial. And if I'm sipping on anything, it's not tea, it's coffee or wine. Real talk, right? Those are my go-to drinks, coffee or wine. So That is what Tea Time, the podcast, is all about. Yeah. So yeah, I am glad you guys are here. If you're listening for the first time and you're now getting acquainted with Tea Time, this episode is very short. It's just reintroducing the podcast, letting you all know the history and the backstory of it and where it's going. So in the next episode, I am going to give my 2020 reflections, and then we can move on with the actual vision of not just the podcast, but overall the brand, the business, and what I have coming up next. Now, I know I said in my last episode, there's something exciting happening and you're going to hear my voice somewhere else. Yes, I'm going to address it because, you know, other people would just move on and not say anything and not mention it, but I wanted to address it, and here's why. Things happen. And it's okay for things to happen. Sometimes things don't work out. Like, I was down for the program and it just seemed as though, you know, it wasn't something that was a priority anymore in terms of making it a reality. So, and that's okay. Things happen. And I'm cool with that. So the point is, if you are an avid listener and you listened to the last episode, or you could go back and you could listen to it. Actually, I encourage you, if you haven't listened to all of my episodes, feel free to go back and listen to any episode that looks interesting to you. Go catch up and listen to episodes, because I will admit, I could do a better job of promoting older podcast episodes that did well, etc., etc. But hey, at the end of the day, I have things that are a greater priority in the business, and that's okay as well. So I say all of this to say that it's okay to prioritize. It's okay to have passion projects. Honestly, the podcast is a passion project because it's not a major part of where I make my money, right? It really is a labor of love. And I really appreciate when you guys tune in, you listen, you screenshot, you share. And while we are on it, if you have not already screenshot any one of your favorite episodes and post to Instagram or your favorite social media channel and tag me so that I could reshare, because when you guys don't tag me, whether it's stories or not, then I'm not aware that you shared. So reshare so that I could give you guys a shout out and give you back love for showing the podcast love. So thanks for tuning in to this super short podcast. Welcome you guys back to season 4. And let's get the party started. So on to episode 2 of season 4. Head on over there and enjoy it.